You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, Lord have mercy. Are you ready to get moving and a grooving, reeling with the feeling, jumping and a jiving, wailing and a juking? I'm your old Rockola jukebox operator, Matt the Cat. Where it's at, grabbing a thick stack of shellac to take you back to the 1940s and 50s for another edition of the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. For the last 4 weeks, we've been paying special attention to the most important and influential rhythm and blues independent record label of the pre-rock and roll era, Atlantic Records. Last week, we focused mostly on 1952, but we couldn't get through it all. So this week, we're going to pick up where we left off in 52 and then move on into 1953, which was a big year for Atlantic. They kept up the hit records with Ruth Brown and the Clovers. They added more vocal groups like the Diamonds. But looking back on this time period, one of the most important things was going on behind the scenes at Atlantic. Label co-founder Ahmet Ertegun was cultivating a new talent, a guy who had already proven chart success in the past for other labels. He did okay, but Ahmet knew he had greater potential. That guy, who would almost single-handedly invent soul music, was Ray Charles. We'll hear his first Atlantic singles this week, as well as a few more groups that only had one-off singles for Atlantic that were never heard from again. I think you're gonna dig it, cats and kittens, so let's get started. At the end of last week's show, I played the Clovers' third and final number one record, Ting-a-Ling. Its flip side, Wonder Where My Baby's Gone, was also a chart success during the late summer of 52, where it hit number 7 on the rhythm and blues lists. Recorded March 18th of that year, we're going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back with the Clovers and Wonder Where My Baby's Gone.
Oh,
Another great outing for the Clovers. Wonder Where My Baby's Gone from the summer of 1952. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on part 5 of our multi-part Behemoth special on Atlantic Records, which has been stretching over the last 5 weeks and will continue on for some time. Now, it's the autumn of 1952, and Atlantic Records holds its first recording session for a brand new acquisition, Ray Charles. He makes his first session on September 11th in New York City. Ray Charles Robinson had previously been out in Seattle, where he scored a couple of hits, first for Downbeat with Confessin' Blues, which went to number 2 during the spring of 1949, and for Swingtime Records, which he scored 2 top 10 hits. First, Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand, which hit number 5 in early 1951, and Kissin' Me Baby, which hit number 8 in the early spring of 52. He wouldn't have a hit for Atlantic until mid-1954. So, late 52 and 53 were dry years for Ray Charles. He had already proven that he could have success, but those successes came at the expense of sounding like other established artists. And you can hear on his first release for Atlantic, The Midnight Hour, he's still sounding like his idol, Charles Brown. Ahmet Erdogan was so impressed with Ray Charles that he bought out his contract from Swingtime, which Atlantic couldn't really afford at the time, and was willing to invest the time necessary so that Ray could find his own voice, his own style. Here's a clip from an interview I conducted with Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Erdogan a few years before his death. He explains how Ray Charles came to his attention.
Yeah, and Miriam Beanstalk, who was Herb Abramson's partner, played me a record of Ray Charles, of Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, that is the greatest singer I ever heard. And I started raving about this singer to everybody, including the man who was booking him, Billy Shaw. And Billy Shaw said to me, listen, I can't book him. I mean, the records he makes don't sell enough. We can't book him as a headline. I said, well, I would love to get a shot. So Billy Shaw talked to the owner of the label that Ray Charles was on the Swingtime label, and he told me that I could buy the contract, that Mr. Lauderdale was ready to sell it. I said, well, I'm ready to buy it, and I think that's the greatest purchase we ever made. And
do you remember how much it was?
It was like $3,000.
That's amazing.
But remember that we started our company with $10,000. So it was a big chunk for us.
Sure.
The midnight hour had found me lonely, so unhappy as I can be. You left me, yes, you left me without a love. Gave you my loving, everything I own. That's why it's so shocking to find you gone. It's kidding me, it's hard to be without a love. Haven't had no loving now since you know when. The way it's got me, baby, you know it's a sin. I haven't got no money and I've lost my friend. All because I fell for you. I don't know why I have to worry. in a hurry. You're gone and I'm alone without a love.
Well, the wind down to see my
till you D by the Tilters. What, you've never heard of the Tilters before? They only had one single for Atlantic and then disappeared into history. Their first session for Atlantic was held on June 29th, 1952, but all the recordings made that day were rejected by the label. So they were brought back for their final session on September 22nd, where they recorded that one and its flip side, El Cumbanchero. We have no idea who the backing musicians were on that record. Atlantic kept great session records, except when they didn't. And this is one of those holes in Atlantic's sessionography. Before that, the Clovers with a big number two record from November of 52. And Hey, Miss Fanny, which was recorded on August 7th and released as the flip side to I Played the Fool, which we will hear later on in the program. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part five of our multi-part special on Atlantic Records. Up next, Atlantic signs another wonderful vocal group, the Diamonds. Yes, years before those Canadians called themselves the Diamonds and had major hits with The Stroll and Little Darlin', Atlantic had their own Diamonds, consisting of Miles Hardy, Daniel Stevens, Ernest Ward, and Harold Wright. It was recorded October 29th of 52, and this single, A Beggar for Your Kisses, was Atlantic's final release of 52. The Diamonds were first known as the Three Aces when formed in New York in 1948. They were also managed by Bobby Schiffman, who was running the Apollo Theater at the time, so you'd think they'd have a bit of an advantage. But no dice. The group broke up after three records for Atlantic, and during that time, they never scored a hit. But man, is this song beautiful. Here are the Diamonds with A Beggar for Your Kisses.
I'm standing at your door, and all I'm waiting for is just a little sympathy. I'm just a beggar for your kisses, a beggar for your kisses. Can't you spare a little love for me? My heart is patched and torn, my bride's little one. Oh, where's your generosity? I'm just a beggar for your kisses, a beggar for your kisses. Can't you spare a little love for me? Now I don't ask for all your love, a little insignificant bit would do. Oh, it would mean so much to me, although I know it means nothing to you. You have so much to give, I don't need much to live. Oh, do it just for charity. I'm just a beggar for your kisses, a beggar for your kisses. Can't you spare a little love for me?
I don't ask for all of your love,
a little insignificant bit would do. For your kisses, a beggar for
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Michael Carter, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
This is Bobby the Bobcat at Rosie's Juke Joint and the Juke in the Back, baby.
Treats your daughter mean. She ain't talking about me, baby. That's Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown getting down to the sound that's all around. And let me tell you who's playing on that record. Recorded on December 19th, 1952, you've got Taft Jordan on trumpet, the legendary Mickey Baker on guitar, and Connie Kay on drums. The rest of the musicians are not known for that particular session. Atlantic released that single in February of 1953, and on March 7th, it went to number one, where it stayed for five solid weeks. Atlantic Records, the house that Ruth built, back on top of the charts again. And this is part five of our multi-part feature on Atlantic Records, focusing on the end of 52 and the beginning of 53. This next group, the Bluebells, have nothing to do with Patti LaBelle's group. In fact, they hit the scene almost 10 years before Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. But Patti LaBelle's Bluebells did record for Atlantic in the mid-1960s. These Bluebells had one record. It was written by Ahmet Erdogan, and coincidentally, it was recorded on the same day as Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean, December 19th of 52.
This is a really great record, and I bet you're not going to hear this one anywhere else. Here are the Bluebells with Story of a Fool.
Food in this land, yes, 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 yes. The land that sang all day, but now you've turned my world to a mean and evil place. Jealous too, I'm crying my heart out over you. Listen, listen, listen to the story of a fool. Yes, I have been your captive since I broke my mother's rule.
Baby, baby, please open the door.
Come on, Clarice, open the door. Unlock the door.
Open the door, baby. Baby, please open that door.
Come on, I've got something I want to show you. Baby, be nice, baby. Open the door.
If you open the door, baby, I won't stay out late no more. I had a plenty of money. My friends all let me down. Now I ain't got no money. Only you could be found.
Open the door, baby. Come on, baby, open the door. Baby, you know I love you.
Baby, please, open the door.
Come on, baby, I got a present for you. I want to see it. Just unlock the door.
If you open that door, baby, I won't stay out there no more.
Please, baby.
You know I love you, darling. I love you all for myself. Now you done left me for somebody else.
open the door, baby. Come on, Clary. Oh, come on, open the door, baby. Baby, please, open the door. Baby, it's cold out here. Just open the door. Just unlock the door. If you open that door, baby, I won't stay out there no more.
You can come in now.
Atlantic, trying out some more vocal groups. Those are the Rockets. And the label read Van Walls and the Rockets. So Van Piano Man Walls is laying down a piano line that sounds a lot like something Charles Brown would have played a few years earlier with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. I don't know who the Rockets are. Their names seem to have been lost to history. But that was their only record, and they were definitely influenced by the Clovers. Oh, and speaking of the Clovers, they're back, baby. From a session held in August of 52, this tune was written by Rudy Toombs and went to number 3 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists in March of 53. We're featuring Atlantic Records Part 5 this week on the Juke in the Back. Here are the Clovers with Crawling.
Well, I stopped to have a little drink with a lady down the street. Never took the time to think that if I drink a sneaky beat, I'd be crawling instead of bawling. I mixed the cola wine with rye, drink till time for me to go. Well, she didn't bat an eye when she saw me on the floor, just a crawling, a really crawling. I poured the beer and the gin, I drink the gin with the wine. It had me really charging like a jetty night, and I was feeling mighty fine. High as in a Georgia pine, rocking steady on my legs. The floor came up and bumped my head. Man, I was crawling, oh, really crawling. She was prancing all around, and I was on my hands off the ground. When she said with so much ease, man, you're ballin', oh, really ballin'. Just then her husband broke in and threw me out in the street. I don't know what became of her, but I was really beat. I tried to drag it on, sore and full of misery. All the sneaky beat was gone. I was crawling instead of bawling. I was crawling instead of bawling. Yes, I was crawling instead of bawling. Oh, I was crawling instead of bawling. But let me tell you one thing, I ain't going there no more.
Yeah.
Eunice Davis with her only record for Atlantic, waxed on February 24th, 1953. Got to work, pretty daddy. And that's some tough talk that would probably be shared by her label mate, Ruth Brown, who's back on the scene and my record machine right now on part 5 of the Atlantic record story here on the Juke in the Back. Wild, Wild Young Men was recorded in April of 53, and by June, it was topping out at number 3 on the national rhythm and blues lists. Taft Jordan is playing trumpet, Haywood Henry on Barry sax, Rector Bailey on guitar, George DeVivier on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and don't forget those ivories, played by Harry Van Piano Man Walls. Now, Miss Rhythm must be divorced from Willis Gator Tail Jackson by this time, because he doesn't appear on her records anymore. And so she's free to go after those wild, wild young men. A big number 3 record from the summer of 1953. Here's Ruth Brown.
Wild, wild young men like to have a good time. Wild, wild young men like to have a good time. Love a cool one. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one to go home to when I've had my fun. Wild men hoop and holler and they yell ooh-wee. Wild men hoop and holler and they yell ooh-wee. They can scream and break down, but they don't kill me. Well, they can rock and stop.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, we're featuring Atlantic Records, and so the Clovers are back with another fantabulous song. This time, it's I Played the Fool. Earlier in the program, we heard the flip side, Hey Miss Fanny, which was recorded in August of 52. But for I Played the Fool, they went back to a March 18th session. Hey Miss Fanny went to number 2, while this week's Great 78, I Played the Fool, went to number 3 in early 1953. Here are the Clovers with I Played the Fool.
Why I tried to hurt me, I've been fair to you. You could have told me that our affair was through. You played the game, but no.
I'll drink a toast to our memory. I'll dress it down with a tear. I'll wash away that memory. It's my only souvenir. Why did you leave me? Everybody knows. Friends tried to tell me that's the way.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Baby, if you don't want me, why don't you let me go? Baby, if you don't want me, why don't you let me go? You only want to taunt me. Why do you hurt me so? Baby, if you don't want me, why don't you say bye-bye? Baby, if you don't want me, why don't you say bye-bye? You always deceive me. Why you treat me like a prisoner? You want me to be your slave? You treat me like a prisoner? You want me to be your slave? You're a mean mischiever. Why don't you behave?
Messing up. giving up my word now. My chick got mad as I was drinking wine. I just laughed at her and said, gee, 69. She said, you're messing up. Could you sure groove me, messing up my life for me? I came in high, just as high as I could be. Took a swing at my old lady, don't know what got into me. She said, you really messing up. Well, you're messing up. Any man should. I met a little girl. She looked so good. Walking down the street, feeling fine as I could be. But who should I meet but the one that's so good to me? She said, you really messing up. Wine, oh wine, you messing up.
Chuck Norris, not the actor, but the blues guitar legend. That one's called Messin' Up, recorded on February 26, 1953, and his only record for Atlantic. Norris, while working on the West Coast, occasionally played guitar for the likes of Charles Brown and Floyd Dixon, and he recorded for a bunch of labels, like Imperial, Selective, Mercury, and Aladdin, before ever reaching Atlantic. Before Mr. Norris, we heard Miss Rhythm, Ruth Brown. And did you catch the cool vocal effect on that record, Mend Your Ways? It was Atlantic's first attempt in overdubbing a vocal. It's called double tracking. So basically, Ruth Brown was harmonizing with herself. Who better to harmonize with than yourself, baby? Mend Your Ways was the flip side of Wild, Wild Young Men, and it went to number 7 on its own in July of 53. It was waxed at the same session as Wild, Wild Young Men. I'm Matt the Cat, and that wraps up part 5 of Atlantic Records, 1952 and 53. Next week on part 6, we'll continue with 53 and begin 1954. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close the show down with another one from Ray Charles Robinson. This would become one of his most loved songs, but at the time of its release, it did not chart. Ray takes some musical inspiration on this record from Paul Gayton's Cow Cow Blues, at least the piano lick. And it was written by Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Erdogan, as Ahmet was helping Ray to find his own sound. Recorded on May 10th of 53, this one really jumps, baby, and it's closing down part 5 of the Atlantic record story. Here's Ray Charles with Mess Around. I'll catch you on the flip side, everybody. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
The people too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They doing the mess around. They doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. When I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare, do the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it there, boy. Mess around. Ah, mess around. Everybody do the mess around.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.